Piper Kerman says she wants to call attention to issues in the criminal justice system, especially those affecting girls and women.
There's three really consistent things that drive women's involvement in crime and potentially their incarceration. And that is substance abuse, a high incidence of mental illness or mental health problems, and an incredibly high incidence of physical victimization.
Kerman says up to 90% of women and girls in the system have been sexually or physically abused prior to ending up incarcerated. And beyond the individual, the effects are societal.
So we know, for example, that when we incarcerate a mother, her kids are 5 times more likely to go into the foster care system.
And it's these issues that Doug Chapkis, president of Humanity for Prisoners, hopes to bring to light in Michigan.
Michigan rates probably among all of the states, if not at the top, it's very near the top of the states who keep people in prison longer than any other state. So we've got a lot of people in prison in Michigan and a lot who probably really should be out.
The event begins at 7 p.m. at Fountain Street Church, and tickets will be available at the door or on the Humanity for Prisoners website. Mariano Avila, WGVU News.
Support for Mutually Inclusive comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.